The last podcast was looking at superstitions and how these can negatively impact our ability to feel safe and secure and worry-free. Today we're going to look at rituals, which can lead on after superstitions, but can also be experienced on their own, even if you're not superstitious. The word ritual can be seen in a very religious sort of type of meaning, and can also be seen to be linked to sort of like witchcraft too, as many of the early rituals are embedded in our ancient past. The word ritual means a religious ceremony consisting of a series of actions performed according to a prescribed order. It sounds a bit formal, but it's not really. We all do these types of rituals in our everyday life. For many of us, it doesn't pose a problem. We may have one about how we drink our tea. Maybe it's strong, sugary or weak, not stirred too much, add cold water, milky, black. Maybe it's in a mug or a china cup, and even where you sit to drink it. You're getting the picture. Every time we make our tea, we're following our own ritual in making it. And this is fine. Why not make things to our own unique taste? But we have the capacity to do this in our lives. We should take advantage of this. Many of us have everyday rituals in the past that were about maybe blessing food or health and life or wealth. Others about self-focus, pure mind and body. And the bigger rituals were births and deaths and marriages, even the changing of seasons. Rituals provide us a time out from our everyday routine to focus our beliefs and reassure ourselves that things will be okay. Metaphorically, rituals are a time to rest, replenish and restore ourselves on our long and winding path through life. Many of the bigger rituals are still used in the country, like the celebration of birth and life, etc. And they're great and lovely traditions that remind us of the interconnectedness of all of life. Rituals can help us connect to family, past and present, linking us to our ancestors and to our heritage. This creation and performance helps us understand where we came from and brings past and future that enables us to access and honour the strengths of our own identity. The positive sides to rituals are lovely, but imagine in the past you break from the village, your religion, your cult or your local practices, then that was never a good thing. It would often lead to death because we all had to stay together. That was just how these things worked back then. The negative sides of rituals could still be running through your lives. These, I believe, are about self-blame and self-negativity, the art of mentally and physically beating yourself up, not doing what we think we're meant to do or supposed to do always leads us to be told that we're bad or to feel bad. These things for many of us is a big issue in our lives still. Maybe we've broken away from the past, family traditions, religions and beliefs. We've chosen something different to what our parents wanted us to do. We haven't followed the family traditions, and for many of us, we've done just that. We're in a time where we get to choose what we believe and what we choose to do in the way that we live our lives. It's amazing that we can, but giving up the past maybe sometimes is much easier in the outer world than it sometimes is in our inner selves. The unconscious mind may not let it go as easily as we do. This is down to the basis that one of the dominant feelings within us is about safety. And that for also another dominant feeling is that being bad, we can express it as self-loathing and guilt and imperfection, unworthy, fear, dirty, damaged, broken. It can be like a thorn in our side which we constantly feel and carry. If you carry any of these feelings, it's time to take a look. Take a moment to try and think back. Why do we feel so unworthy or bad? For most of us, we wouldn't find probably any major things. If we do though, we may need to seek help to help us work these through. But if it's just this sense of feeling or having this habit of carrying this around with us, it's your mind struggling to change and break free from maybe some of these old traditions of the past. And it's time to release that habit of beating yourself up. Is one of the biggest issues that we can face that's impacting our confidence and stopping us from living and enjoying our lives to the full. Hopefully we're not whipping ourselves with belts and chains, because that's what it was in the past. But some people are still struggling with issues of self-harm, which is a whole topic in its own right, and professional help is definitely advised. It's time to stop and replace these limited old habits with some positive ones, and start reinforcing that you're a good person. You feel blessed to have and live your life, and feel good about who you are. Create your new rituals. It allows us to feel more connected to our unique self, giving us freedom to take responsibility for the direction and purpose of our lives. It's time to take today and every day going forward to positively shape our lives and embrace the freedom we have in a positive, conscious, deliberate and joyful way. These new rituals will help you shape your inner belief to be free, to be true to your true, authentic self, which over time will be carried into deeper levels of your unconscious. Creating and performing rituals that have personal meaning helps. Firstly, it's distracting you from those inner negative thoughts we've been carrying, and sends the message to your inner mind that you're safe to be who you are. Over time, these positive intentions will ultimately enable us to manifest and reach desired goals and inspirations too. So no more beating yourself up. It's time for something positive. Rituals in your life could be maybe like homework or an assignment. Create a list of daily rituals you could start. Even if you're not going around mentally beating yourself up, you could just stop coasting without really stopping to think what your actions are, and take on a daily basis that time to add better health, success, joy, peace of mind into your life. So it's great for everyone to do so. It's a pretty simple exercise, really. Make a list of the actions that you know or you believe would benefit your life. If you follow through with them on a daily basis, they will not only help focus and distract you from the negative rituals, but over time will send the message to your deep inner mind. Here are some examples of the rituals I have in my life, and also a few others to give you some ideas of what might be right for you. But do remember, there is no right or wrong way here. There's only your beliefs and desires. Jump out of bed with a smile at 6 a.m. Go for a walk or jog or run in the morning. Do yoga or a stretching routine. Pray, meditate or visualize. Do the worst jobs first. Don't put them off till later. Plan the day and clarify the most important items to focus on. Smile at someone and give them some inspiration or positive feedback. Read or listen to something. Maybe it's educational. Maybe it's something inspirational. Go for a walk at lunchtime. Connect with at least one friend each day. Exercise, laugh, and make people smile. sit in the car for a few minutes after work and give thoughts to how you want to be when you get home. Read and tell stories to your children. Feel blessed to be a creative, positive person by creating affirmations for yourself. Make a healthy lunch for the next day. Lay your clothes out for the morning walk, jog or run the night before. Visualise your top three intentions, goals and dreams before bed. Be in bed by 11 p.m. Create your own list on the things that you know would really benefit your life and would better your health, your success, your joy and that ability to have peace of mind in your life. Once complete, read your daily rituals at the beginning and the end of each day and carry them out throughout the day. Over time, notice how these small actions make a big difference.